In a very short statement faxed to media around quitting time Monday, the Kodiak Police Department defended the actions of the three officers, saying they were responding to a 911 call that someone was trying to steal something from a car parked along Stellar Avenue, the street Nick Pletnikoff grew up on. His mother, Judy Pletnikoff, demanded answers why her son had been assaulted, and the only thing she was told by police was that he refused to answer their questions.
And I said, he has autism. He would really struggle to answer your questions. He lives right there. And I saw they had his ID and they could see where he lived.
Nick Pletnikoff was not charged with any crime and was released to his mother. The KPD's official statement regarding the incident stated that the use of force against him was, quote, minimal and necessary under the circumstances in order to maintain officer and community safety. It did not elaborate what kind of threat Nick Pletnikoff was to them or the community, or why he was pepper sprayed while pinned to the ground by the three police officers. Judy Pletnikoff found her son handcuffed, bloodied, and bruised. And like any mother, she wanted to know what happened.
I didn't get any answers, and I asked probably three or four times who had their hands on his neck, but he'd been pepper sprayed and he was crying and he said, I'm so sorry.
Kodiak Chief of Police Rhonda Wallace was out of town last week and her office only referred to the incident in its daily police blotter as, quote, suspicious circumstances, all okay. The event might have blown over without much notice, but an eyewitness posted a description of what he saw on a Kodiak-centric Facebook page, generating hundreds of angry comments. It prompted another local man, Brent Watkins, to stage a silent vigil in front of the police station on Friday. He held a sign that read, "Heroes don't beat up handicapped kids."
Oh, he's a heck of a kid. Always pleasant, always ready to say hi, greet you if he knows you. But he can't express himself really well. And that's where things went south.
Dissatisfied with a lack of response from the police department, the Pletnikoff family retained Kodiak defense attorney Josh Fitzgerald, who in conjunction with Angstman Law Office in Bethel are investigating the incident.
We think that, these three officers that had him down on the ground and then pepper sprayed him were likely not justified in doing that. We think that there aren't facts to support that kind of conduct. But we are waiting to see the video, which we understand has been preserved, and any sort of audio recordings and things that were at the scene. But we think that this young man did not deserve to be injured at all, and certainly not the way that he was.
Since they are public documents, KMXT has filed a Freedom of Information Act request for the audio and video recordings from the officers' body cams and recorders, as well as their squad car dash cams. As for her son's condition, Judy Pletnikoff says he's had trouble sleeping and now fears those in uniform.
You know, he hasn't slept a night through since then. He's afraid, definitely afraid of figures of authority, and particularly the police. He's definitely changed by it. But my biggest concern is how to get him back to his former considerate, reasonable, happy self.
She says the family has hired an autism specialist to work with her son and help him process what happened to him and help speed his emotional recovery. In Kodiak, I'm Jay Barrett.